Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment. Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 4th? Today, May 24th, 2012. All right, y'all, you know how I do. I play that music for the first 30 minutes. I shall return. We're going to actually play the songs from our top Lawless Radio artists. Make sure you go to the first annual awards page on Facebook. It is www.facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you vote. All right, we're going to give you a little bit of Donnie Williams, Just Like Magic. Be right back.
Yeah.
Help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a option, she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry, man crying probably told that lie. Cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped and cried. Most seen him in that box, boo boo, I blame me. If I made shit pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road, rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you, cause you were stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother, be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord, help me get it all in order. I'm begging out.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Tell me what you
watching the news each and every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'ma lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on the broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent, so we gotta step it up, gotta put them weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could save that man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I can save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though. This a new day and I'm going all out. If you real, you gotta feel it. Help me as I call out. Whoa.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
This is the realest song I ever wrote.
Got
on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
This is your girl, Lene Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Yeah, you
Welcome back. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is May 24th, and we are chilling, taking it easy, doing what we do. All right, now, I'm all alone today. Buck is out traveling, so we hope that he calls in. If not, we know he's chilling, having him a good time in the shy. I'm just taking it easy. I got the kids running around, you know, school, last day of school today. I mean, I couldn't make them just go to bed, you know, on time, so I had to let them run loose. So they may pop in tonight, so I might have to kind of keep it almost clean. But you know what? I wanted to use tonight, excuse me, as a night of reflection. And just come off of just different types of topics. You can call in. You can hit me up on 646-478-5209. I am getting the Lawless chat room all ready and up, and you'll be able to chat with me there. So you want to make sure, you know, you hit me up there. All right, you know, first I want to discuss the lack of providing a quality customer service to a customer. And, you know, I know people, you know, people are tired and they don't like their jobs and, you know, it's hard for them to kind of get by and, you know, all they got to do is think about it. They're sitting in this place, you know, servicing you. But don't you think that, you know, they need to have some type of, I don't know, customer service skills if they're in customer service? And kind of put the attitude aside. And one girl I know said she was having a hard time doing that. And, you know, I was just surprised. Because, you know, you can't hold your tongue long enough for a customer to just get out. They probably just working out their frustration. Yeah, you know what, it is messed up. But they working their frustration out on you. Yeah, unfortunately, you are the scapegoat at this time. And they're going to use you for that. So, I mean, it's really, I mean, it is what it is. But, I ran into a situation where someone wasn't providing customer service and they used somebody else to get, you know, to help that customer. And which, you know, in my mind, I'm like, man, you it's your issue. You should handle it. So that gives them the, gives you an idea on how to really actually deal with them. So, you know, tell me, how, you know, what do you think about customer service? Are people actually being nice and courteous when you're out at stores? Are you getting the quality customer service as you seek? Hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. On return, this is Blowing Kisses, Jay Silva.
At my door, who is there standing on my porch? Oh. record keep on reoccurring. Give me one more check, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I deserve. You a broke ass, but you keep on reoccurring. You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, make sure y'all check out the first annual Lawless Awards show. You go to, what is it? I lost train of thought. What's going on with me? It's www.facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you put that in and you'll get to our fan page. Like that fan page. And go ahead and vote. We have best artist, best host. You know, you go ahead and vote for Catrice. You know how you do. Go ahead, hook a girl up. Hook a girl up. We have out there top Lawless Radio artists. Our categories is B-Dill, Piano Man, King B, Lene Michelle, Donnie Williams, and Jay Silver. I played all those songs today. You can go to lawlessradio.com and play those cuts that I played today. Have the opportunity to see which one you like. We also have the best R&B song, Club Dress, Show Me How. Club Dress is by Neely, and Show Me How is by Ebony Slater. Love by Clarence Blakely, and Love Don't Cheat by Faith Diggs. Low Key by Matt B, and Invisible Man by Donnie Williams. All right, and then we have our best rap song, Youth Pledge Anthem, Millionaire by King B, Ears Pop by Piano Man, Out of Them Clothes by Bo Deal, and Without You, Low Key, Jimmy Lee. All right. Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing one. Radio Porn by Dime. You know what? I'm going to play that next. We have to listen to that. All right. Make sure y'all get our best fans supporting. You know, Mississippi Red, Mel, Lawless, DJ Smoke, Fish Beats, auto and media. Look at them. They say vote. They write in their votes. AC the Perfecto. They write in their votes. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm a fan. Your best host. There's no other than Catrice. But you know what? We got Nikki Outlaw out there. We got the chairman, TL, Sherm, So Ambitious, Johnny Westmoreland. We have a whole lot, past and present. All right, y'all. Best Collabo, You by King B featuring Pistola. Throw It Up, Double L Salute by Piano Man featuring B.A. Crazy and Mark Dark. Winning, Sharp Thug, and Body, Miss featuring Tiana and R. Smith. Falling in Love, Jay Silva featuring AK. And Born in the City, Black Flow Natrix featuring B.A. Crazy. All right, y'all, those are our categories. Go out there and vote. Lawless Radio Awards. Check me out. Vote for Catrice. That's what you do. Vote for Catrice. All right, y'all. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what you think. Is customer service just died out? People just don't know, you know, what to do. Y'all hit me up. 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm going to give you a little You by King B. Y'all hold tight.
Pistola. Oh, yeah. Stuck on your spellbound, and I know you're the one for me, cause
Welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is about 10 up, almost 10 up, and we're just chilling. I'm just, you know, letting the kids just run around and do their thing, so I'm keeping it clean tonight. You know, they off probably tearing up my room at this moment. But, you know, we'll deal with that later. Got to let them get all that energy out. It's been a long school year. So I am officially on vacation, basically, because when they in the school, I'm not on vacation because, you know, mommy doing this, running around this. So I'm going to be able to chill. So that means that, you know, I could be drinking right now, but I let them stay up, so I'm going to chill out right now. But I'm going to tell you, I can't wait. I'm going to sit and chill out one night on a weekday. Just because. Have me a few little cocktails, because knowing I don't have to get up and take anybody to school in the morning. I ain't talking about getting messed up, like, you know, just crazy with it. You know, just, you know, a nice little small little buzz. I'm at home. I don't have to drive nowhere. I'm chilling out. Kids sleep. You know, just to chill out. Have a drink. And be able to wake up knowing that, you know, I don't have to actually move and function very quickly to get three little people out the door. I can actually get up, make a cup of coffee, sit, chill out. That is what I'm looking forward to. All right, so I was talking about the customer service. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I want to jump to something else. There was something just dawned on me. You know how the kids take these standardized tests during the school year, right towards the end of the school year, and they, you know, on the way for them to go to the next grade, they have to pass the test, right? So I'm just curious to the fact that why do they take them so late in the year, and then you don't even find out until after they get out of school if they need to do summer school or not, or if they fail. I mean, I'm not saying that I have this problem personally. I don't. But, you know, just for those parents that, you know, maybe their child weren't able to pass the standardized testing and they have to do, why couldn't they do the testing like, you know, January, February, like right after Christmas break? You come back and then there you go. You know, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't understand why you got to do it so late. So now you're still waiting on these tests. A family can't plan a family vacation because you're not sure is Johnny going to pass the testing because, you know, Johnny needed some extra help. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I don't understand why they have to do it so late. That's my only beef with it. Why do you have to do it so late? All right, y'all, I am going to play some more music. Y'all hit me up. King B is next. Millionaire. You know what? Something happened to my playlist, and I got all mixed up. But I think I'm doing all right. You know, I don't know what happened to it. But you know what? I'm so good. I'm just going to go roll with it. This is Millionaire, King B. I'll be right back.
Foreign car, who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star, who wanna be a millionaire? millionaire.
You wanna be a millionaire?
Deal or be an athlete or baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah, got to stick down to your stomach. Moving forward, why you hate us falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine.
Money living large.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Whipping foreign cars.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Looking like a star.
Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I'm blowing ounces of the loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles for him in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch her make it hurricane. Drop a 100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that ring. Buy your bitch to give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some Glock.
I'm on a pill, smoking live, I party hard, I crank up the crowd. got a dime piece on both of my wings. Now I'm feeling like a winner. Every day I'm a king. It's my birthday with my cake at. Nigga, I'm talking green like my homie Joseph Scottsdale. I want the whole thing like my nigga my room. In my section where I be, with a table full of bottles and models all over me. Blowing nothing but the finest exotic you ever seen. Got the whole club crunk, dancing, we gon' party. Everybody drunk, not a whole thing started.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the show. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, you know, I'm just going from jump topic to topic. I was talking about the schools. Why do schools wait so late to do the testing? You know, I'm just saying, why is it got to take, why you got to do it in April and not early in the year? So if the child didn't pass the test, it gives the child an opportunity to, you know, study, take some courses, maybe have some extra tutoring, and then in April, take the test again. And if they don't pass the test, then they, you know, go to summer school or repeat the grade. But I'm thinking that would be more adequate. But I, you know, hey, you know, I did not keep with my teaching career, so I mean, I know other teachers may or may not agree with me, but, you know, hit me up, 646-478-5209. All right, so I had another question. You know, why is it so hard for people to, you know, for adults, you know, to lose weight, to get focused? You know, everybody's on the weight loss kick, but sometimes it's hard for folks to just get focused and just stick to it. You know, I have been battling that myself, so, you know, I'm determined to stick to it. They say the first 28 days. If you can stick something for 28 days straight, basically a month, you will continue on to do it. So if you decide to be healthy and you're healthy for 28 days straight, you're more likely to keep with that trend for at least 6 months to a year, at least. So, you know, try it. Try to dedicate yourself for 28 days. See if you can do something positive or something that just reflects you in a more positive light. And see if you're able to just kind of say, you know what, I can do this. And you know what, you can also be grateful. You be grateful for the things that you do. I reached out to these folks, and this one woman said, she says, do you write down you're grateful, how much you're grateful every day? And I'm like, what you mean? I mean, you know, I wake up and say, you know, I'm thankful for waking up in the morning and, you know, give me another day of life. And I am very appreciative of that, because, you know, I didn't have to. But I'm very appreciative that I can see another day with my children as I see them grow. But she said you have to be grateful. So every day you need to write something down in your journal or a book or something. Why are you grateful today? Why is this day any special than it was yesterday? And you do that for every day. You got to be grateful for the things that you have. You're grateful for your wife or your husband, your kids. You know, a lot of people are grateful for their job. And then, you know, folks are grateful for their sugar daddies. Hell, shoot. I mean, hey, I know I just kind of threw that all in there. But in any case, but I mean, you get what I'm saying. I mean, so you have to just kind of channel yourself and just say, okay, you know, that there's going to be, it's going to happen that way. So, you know, and that's what kind of came up with that, you know, these questions I had about customer service and, you know, the schools. Because people, you know, people tend to do all kinds of crazy things. And you have to really think about, like, why are they doing this and why are they acting a fool? You know, I saw a parent in my child's school just totally go off, just act a complete fool. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I just kind of kept quiet because I'm like, I cannot believe they're doing that. You know, and I don't think a lot of folks know how to approach people in a certain way, and things just kind of go all just crazy, you know. And you know, I guess I can't think the same way. And I know, you know, when it comes with the child involved, when there's a child involved, y'all know how y'all act. Y'all just get crazy. You lose your whole self respect because somebody messing with your kid. But you know, you might want to just say, you know what? Let me take it easy. Let me just kind of step back a minute. Let me just kind of focus and see, you know, what the real big picture is here and how I'm going to handle this, you know. And that right there speaks volumes. And you actually gain a whole lot more respect. I mean, I'm just saying, you do. So, in my opinion, I just hate to see people out there acting as just straight fool when it comes down to expressing themselves and making a point. You know, I think you just need to try to be as calm as possible. I think that's what happens when you know, you're about to turn 40, you know. You're just calm. You tend to just kind of calm down. You're like, you know what, what I call it is what it is. Basically, it is what it is. I'm not going to let you stress me. I'm not even going to even give you the time of day. You know what? It is what it is. I mean, just point blank. So when you start thinking about things, you know, then when you start, you know, what they say, oh, she done flipped or he done went all crazy. No, I think is that sense had come to you and you say, you know what, I'm going to do for me. And, you know, I appreciate that you be there, but it is what it is. All right, y'all, I'll be right back. This is Giving You Everything, Donnie Williams.
Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, too into dark. Sporting you around town with the rag top down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Like that more, girl. You lied and said you were in it to win it. Then
Catch Grit Grind last night. Do or Die was on Grit Grind last night, y'all. Do or Die. I was so geeked up. I was like, you know, this groupie immediately, like, just this groupie. I was like, man. I mean, I woke up. I was, you know, just kind of chilling. I was like, you know what, let me listen to some Lawless. You know, it's going to chill out. And then I get on the air and I heard this Do or Die. Nah. Man, I started playing the music. I was up all night. All right, but you know what? I got some Do or Die for you right here. Do your thing, girl. Do or Die. Be right back.
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl.
Wanna see your body, do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body, do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Girl, I got a bad figure body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at you, baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You look good, then I'm up. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing thicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax, won't be changing spaces. Bottles for aces, running down your body, so I lick and I taste it. She floats in different places, in the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record, that just matter. But the get better when it's always worth. She super soaky, super soaky. But for the cheddar, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body, do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body, do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Put the phantom in parts of the holder. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding on vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do you think I'm gone? Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body, do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body, do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing. Do your thing, girl.
That was Do Your Thing, Girl, by Do or Die. That right there was hot. That was, I mean, you know, I got excited. So, all right, you know what? That was, you know, I'm glad they coming back. They hitting it. That was it. That's Do or Die that I know. All right, y'all hit me up. 646-478-5209. Oh, wait a minute. This is Buck. Buck calling from the Shy. What's going on?
Coming to you live from the south side of Chicago, 118th and Michigan to be exact. What's going on, baby?
It's happening, baby. It's happening. It's happening. You know, tonight is just a free-for-all. You know, I got the kids running around. You know, I'm keeping it clean tonight. Just kind of, you know, I was talking about customer service, talking about, you know, why it takes so long for the kids to get their test scores back. I don't understand why they got to do it at the end of the year. That don't make sense to me. You know, just kind of just chilling. What you think about that Do or Die right there?
You know what? I wanted to call in the show yesterday, but running around and letting my phone down and all that, man, I just didn't get a chance. So it looked like I missed out on something.
Yeah, which, you know, yeah, we're going to catch that replay because you got to catch that replay. That was nice. But they got that new cut. That cut I was just playing, that was Do or Die. Do Your Thing, Girl. That was nice.
Do or Die. Damn. Wow, that's great, man. That's great. Now,
man.
If somebody can find Crucial Conflict, that'll be even better.
You know what?
Hoochie coochie everything.
Don't you know. Tell me what's going on in the shop. What's going on up there?
Well, right now, the block ain't hot, you know what I'm saying? The block is, like, real mellow, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely the south side, you know, street lights all out on the block, you know, it's dark as hell, you know, but it's still a block, and it's quiet, you know. I haven't been here in 7 years, and, of course, there are a lot of faces that I don't see anymore, you know, that aren't around,
mm-hmm.
and then some of the faces I do see, I don't know who the hell they are, you know, but it's great to be back in this time, man. That's all I can say. I'm thankful, I'm blessed, I'm happy that I had an opportunity to get back here after
that's
7 years. Up. Unfortunately, I was here for a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, LaVal Lee Durst, he passed away. He's 45 years old, quite young, but he lived a full and rich life because every day, my brother was happy, regardless as to any type of things he was going through, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, he was happy every day. So I want to give it up to my brother, LaVal Durst. Rest in peace,
LaVal. That's what's up.
So,
man.
Okay, customer service. There is no more customer service.
Thank you.
You know, it's all gone to hell. Well, I take that back. Customer service ain't gone to hell. Customer service going over in the Middle East, because when you call somebody trying to talk to somebody about something like your cell phone or anything, you know, you're just trying to get a hold of somebody,
yeah.
They dispatch you to somebody overseas somewhere, you know,
right.
And you don't want to be all, you know, racial and shit, but look here, man, I can't understand what you're saying, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is there an American nearby you that I can talk to? You know, no offense or nothing, but we having a communication problem here.
Right,
and
right.
Customer service, there must be what? Communication.
Right.
So I don't think there is any customer service.
Right.
Customer service is going to hell just like Southern hospitality, you know. when I first moved to Georgia, I'm looking for Southern hospitality. There is none.
Man.
I mean, there was none at all. You know, you on the road and you're driving and you let somebody pass by, they don't give you a wave, say thank you, nothing like that. So it's kind of a dying art.
Yeah,
you know?
Transplants.
Yeah.
Transplants. Let's
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see what the chairman got to say.
What's going on?
Hey, look out, man.
What's happening? What's happening?
Man, man, it's happening. It's happening. You know.
Hey, man, my condolences for your brother, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Good looking out.
Yeah. But your back is shine on that good dirt, man. It's well understood where the real food's at, man.
Man,
with real live people, man, don't know how to act.
And a real live-ass gyro. Jesus Christ. You know how hard it is to sign one of them in Atlanta?
Man.
So mighty damn.
Man. Man.
Man.
Did you have a gyro?
Huh? Man,
have you
I can't.
Had a gyro yet?
Oh, yeah. I don't, yeah. Well, you know, actually, I bought it last night, but it was just so damn big that all I had a chance to do was eat the fries. After the fries, I was full. So I put the gyro on lockdown, but we gonna have an encounter this evening.
Okay.
Man, I can't wait to get back there. You locked that. You back up for Granny's B-Day, man. And you know how we doing with you back there, man. We eat hard.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh. And yes, I did get my White Castles. I got my double cheeseburger. So as soon as I landed and touched ground, I had to have my White Castles.
You got your White Castles? That's what's
oh,
up.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's what's up. It's the things that you miss when you're from somewhere. It's just those little things that you miss. And I can't wait to get an Italian beef combo dipped with bell peppers, like sweet peppers. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm holding myself.
My first stop is beef. Get a good beef, baby.
Man. Okay.
Oh, wow.
A good Italian beef.
Real fat, loaded.
Exactly.
Charge me about a pound.
Man. Your finger, everything's just dripping down your arm. You just licking the stuff.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you one thing, though, boy. I do know I'm in Atlanta. They ain't got nothing but nigga women walking around here. I got to get away from him. they see a real
Pope him
in action.
He
brought that. Baby, bus stop creeper.
Yeah.
Put away that part of
the
pass and let me get you a ride.
Stop. Stop. Oh, man. The TL, so what you think about customer service? Customer service, is there any more customer service?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now. There is no more customer service because now employment is a convenience. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When people go and they work these jobs, and where customer service is a part of the job, it is an inconvenience for them to do the job. Case in point, I go in, all I'm about to do is change, you know, my clear. I wanted to get two of the mobile, but I had the big unit. I go in, you know, and it's like, hey, what I want to do is, wait, if you better return that, we don't return here. Okay, hey, no, I want to ask you a question. Did you call the 1-800 number? And you know you can go online. Dude.
Mm.
Will you let me explain why are you yelling at me? Why are you just yelling at me? Well, if you know what, man, this is what we're going to do, man. You're going to keep this box, man. I ain't even getting the mobile service I came here to get. You know? These jobs, they act like they're not getting paid to do these jobs. You know, they're doing these jobs as a convenience, you know, and that's it. So the way they treat you is like you would treat somebody that's not spending their money. Customer service jumped in the toilet, man, I believe, when they got rid of, like, the McDonald's school, man. I don't know if y'all worked at McDonald's back in the day, but we had to go to a class. We didn't get hired and go straight to McDonald's.
Wait a minute. Ain't no more McDonald's school?
No.
Hell no. You get hired and go to the boat.
Damn.
Yes, When I first got hired, man, we went to a class. We was in a class for 5 days where they taught you how to say.
Yeah.
you, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please? They taught you how to say that. Your body language and everything.
Wow.
She didn't do me no good because I lasted 3 days on the float. I stuck with my man that was out of there.
I mean,
that's the way it is. Go to a job. I mean, back in the days when you used to go to places like JCPenney's and stuff like that, the people were smiling and very cordial, you know.
Right.
It's like, hello, hey, how you doing today? Would you like to look at the new lawnmower? There's something special today.
Yeah, right.
If you get it, it's 64 payments and you own this baby in 3 years, you know, and they'd be happy.
Man.
Now when you go in there, man, you got to find somebody.
I was like that at Walmart. I was looking for somebody. I'm like, man, I know there's a whole lot of y'all working up in here. Why can't I find nobody?
Man, hey, hold on. I don't want the censors to get offended. And please, people, don't get offended by what the chairman is about to say.
Okay.
Because the chairman don't mean this negatively. But when I go into the store, the first thing I'll say is, damn it, treat me white.
Man.
What do you mean, like, you know I got some money? Don't act like I'm spending links up in here.
Right.
Act like I'm spending green, dead presidents, white faces on green money.
Exactly.
That's all I want to be.
Exactly.
Seek me out. I shouldn't have to seek you out and then give you my money, man. I walk out, that's the first thing I said, man. I'm not begging you to take my money.
Man. Man, because it's hard to find somebody.
Right.
No. Yeah, now that customer service, Buck hit on the nose, you know, especially when everything went overseas and, you know, you can't talk to nobody. You talk to somebody on the phone, you can't understand them.
Yeah, they put on call center in the Middle East somewhere.
Press one for English. Press two if you are trapped and you're about to die. Press three if you can live at least 15 minutes longer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, or the voice automated. You have to speak into the phone to get where you need to go. And if you say the wrong word, she take you somewhere else, and you just get frustrated.
I'm sorry, we did not recognize. Did you say float? No, I said phone.
Right.
Can you please repeat?
I
said phone. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
That is not an option. Please try again.
Right. All right, y'all, hold tight. There is one and only Mississippi Red. What's going on, Mississippi?
God.
What's going on, y'all?
Yes, ma'am. I hear y'all. What's going on? What's going on, Chairman? What's going on?
What's going on, Big Butt?
We chilling.
All right, now, so Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about customer service? Is customer service dead?
Well, you know, me and TL worked at the court, and we gave them the best customer service that we could.
Uh-huh.
But now, if I go to Dana or Pick and Save or Century or whatever your city grocery store is,
it's
bad because they mad because they only making minimum wage.
Mm.
They profess to cuss your ass out. And then once they do that, then I want to do something else. I'm like, hey, listen, bitch, don't get mad at me because you only making minimum wage. Do not get mad at me because you making minimum wage and I'm a school teacher.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't wake up with you this morning. Don't get mad at me because your man got a little dick.
Oh my goodness! I mean,
you can't fuck you right.
That was Mr. Red,
point.
Y'all.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good. I give my applause to him.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he was ready to get down with it. All right, but I have another question for Mississippi Red. Mississippi, oh my goodness, he probably finished talking.
We know what time it is now.
Right. He probably just finished talking, didn't even know I had him on here.
Well, I want to say, Mississippi,
I want to ask you a question. Why do schools wait so late to have standardized testing? Why they wait to the end of the school year to test the kids?
You know what? Me and Mel, actually, we were talking about that today. We were talking about, because Milwaukee is like one of the last systems to get out for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, why the hell is that? And I'm like, baby, I don't know what that's for. But we're like one of the last systems to get out for the summer.
When you get out for the summer?
Actually, she is actually just waking up to say something.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We'll get back to that waking up. Y'all, I'll be right back. This is activation. My grace.
Oh.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. What's going on, Buck? You chilling up there in the shy. Is it nice?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm out on the front porch talking to my brother-in-law. Yeah. Okay.
What's the weather like?
Say what now?
What's the weather like?
Man, it is freaking beautiful, man. It was like 80 degrees today with a nice ass breeze, man. It's just beautiful. You know, I have to say I only have one disappointment, and that is the fact that Moore Oinkie is no longer around anymore. The great meat store here in Chicago, Moore Oinkie, they're all gone. So, yeah, that's a little disappointing, you know, something as big as Moore Oinkie was, several locations.
Right.
The great TV commercials, you know.
Right.
Get the chitlins there from there and your ribs and all that for the holiday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad to see that it's gone, you know. I'm just rather disappointed.
So is anybody took over the meat store
and take over the meat? No, the big ass, you know what, that I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, but it was just heart wrenching to ride down Stony Island and see the big-ass Moore Oinkie building just all boarded up and all that with a sale sign on it. You know, that was a great disappointment.
Wow.
You know? But I'm sure somebody around here has some of the products that they used to sell, and I am on a hunt to find the meat products from Moore Oinkie.
There you go.
Yes.
Let's say hey to Mel. What's going on, Mel? How you doing?
Hey, baby. How's it going?
It's going well. It's a good Thursday night. How you feeling? You feeling better?
I'm feeling better. As y'all know, I just got woke up out of my sleep.
It's flawless.
Hey. I'm like, man, why you going to wake the woman up?
I'm flawless.
Man, it's good.
I love everybody. I hope everybody's doing. I honestly don't know the topic. I'm not being funny.
We know you just woke up. Actually, I was just talking about anything. I was talking about, you know, it's customer service dead. The people really, you know, believe in customer service anymore.
Do they believe in what?
In customer service. And then I also was
customer
talking about
service.
The school system.
Oh, my goodness.
The school system.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can say wow on both of them.
Man, I asked Mississippi a question about why is it that the school system waits so late to take tests, take the standardized tests. And, you know, a kid can fail a grade, you still ain't got the results.
Right.
I'm not worried, but you know, my kids still don't have their results from their tests, and I don't understand why it takes so long.
Well, see, I'm from Missouri, as you know, everybody knows I'm from KC. We don't even have accreditation anymore from Kansas City, so yeah, it's like bad.
Wow.
It's bad. As everybody knows, I'm dating a school teacher. Y'all know. I would not want my kid to be in your classroom. I'm just saying.
Wow.
But I'm keeping it real.
Wow. Hey.
So, it would have to really, for me to be lived up to the parent nowadays, to be very vigilant and really be in your kids' education, life, because they don't care. That's not their child. They really don't care. To me, that's how I feel.
Right.
I was homeschooled.
Okay.
That's how bad it's done. It's gotten to me. That's how I feel on that.
Yeah.
Customer service is another thing. Customer service, I don't care where you're at. They, like, this is my job. This is what I got to do. We went to a, as a matter of fact, some of my people came in last night from Chicago, actually. And we were at the store, and she was throwing stuff at us. I'm like, oh, my God. So.
Okay. Well, you know, let's talk about the how people handle things. You know, you walk in the room, and you know, you go up to the counter, and the girl is smacking her gum and say, "Can I help you?" Or
right.
She's looking through her phone. You know,
right.
I hate that. And I was at Walmart, and that happened. The girl, nobody was in her line, and she was looking through her phone. And before she even looked up at me, she was still finishing her task on her phone before she even looked up to scan my item. I'm like, man, are you for real?
Yeah, they be serious. It's just a job to them.
Mm.
It's nothing. You know, it's nothing. They like, I got to do, that's not my fault you didn't go to college. It's not my fault that this is your job.
This is what you're supposed to be doing.
But
I mean,
it is what it is, you know, so. No, nobody cares about customer service. I don't think. I can testify to this the other day. I was talking to somebody, and he was like, "Is that all? Can I help you with anything else?" No, you can't. I'll call back.
Right.
And get another representative.
Exactly.
Because you can't. You're not helping me with what. And
what
I'm
I need.
Talking. Right. So,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly.
So
well, you
that's
know,
my thought on that.
I think that's what they need to go back to, customer service, you know, kind of go back to old school a little bit, teach people how to treat people, and maybe you can get a better service out of something. You know, I don't know.
Maybe if they up the pay, I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Pay will be nice. Extra pay will be nice.
Yeah.
Extra pay will be nice. Well, Buck, you going to hold it down up there in the shy?
I most certainly will.
Man, I hope to see you soon. Wait a minute, what the chairman? What's up, TL?
Man, what's going on? What's happening?
Man.
Hey, cuz.
Cuz, what's happening?
Yeah.
Hey, just got off the phone and just locked it up. DOD is gonna take over a show. Don't know exactly which day it's gonna be, but they gonna take over a show.
That's what's up. Do or die. Go, ooh, what?
Yeah.
That's
how it's going.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. All right,
it's
y'all.
Lawless.
Yeah, it's lawless. Y'all heard it right here. We're going to lock it down. As always, you know what? I appreciate y'all. Buck, I will say I will see you in a minute, but I'm not going to see you in a minute.
It's gonna be quite a few minutes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm having separation anxiety, y'all. Y'all seem going crazy out there.
don't worry about it.
Bring back that care package, Buck. She'll be all right. Bring back that care package.
Keep it locked down, girl. Keep it locked down.
Man. You see how they do.
A Coke and a smile, Buck, and you can misspell Coke as much as you want.
I do want to say, if y'all can hear me, everybody have a safe and happy holiday.
You too,
oh,
honey.
Yeah.
You too. You do the same. Hold on. Let's start who out here. 816. Who's this?
Y'all don't know who this is.
I'm sorry. What's going on? How you doing this evening?
Guess who's back?
Okay. What's up, Leah? How you doing?
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Good. I'm doing good. We just bought a liquor store.
Oh, you're
a stalker.
You're not bowling today?
I ain't no stalker.
I don't talk to you.
I just finished.
I don't talk to you.
I don't talk to you.
Why
either.
You going to be on my family stuff?
I'm going to put you out there.
Ooh-wee.
This ain't your family stuff.
Yes, it is my family stuff.
If you don't want to fight for the kids, that's on you.
Okay.
If you want to run out to lead the kids... I'm fighting for the kids, okay? I don't stop.
Man, we got a whole lot of things. Just talking about something to talk about. Man,
I'm just talking about enjoying life and everything.
That's how you do it.
Enjoy your life and leave me alone.
I have blocked you out of my phone,
so you gonna call on my people's show?
Your phone? What you mean your phone? I bought you everything you ever had, ma'am. I bought you everything you ever had. Okay.
You bought me everything I ever had.
You can't even get your car tagged up right now.
You stalker.
You can't. I ain't no stalker.
You a stalker.
You are being taped. I ain't stalking you. I don't even call you.
You can't.
I can call you if I want to, but I don't call you. I don't know what's wrong.
You upset, Mel? Mel, does this upset you?
Yes, because he is stalking me, and
I'm not stalking you. I ain't even down there where you at. I just asked you about the kids, and they be calling you about the kids. If you ran off and left the kids, I'll do the kids. That's no problem. I'll do the kids if you want to run off and leave the kids. I'll do the kids. I'll raise the kids.
Okay.
If you don't want to be a mother to the kids.
All right.
I'll do the kids.
Well,
I ain't doing nothing to you. You just can't get your bills paid, and that's on you. I don't got nothing to do with that. You left the house, and I paid the house, paid the rent and stuff, and you took the money that was on you. I took care of that. That's no problem.
Okay. You have a great weekend.
We're going to go on and take this on now. Y'all didn't expect a family dispute on the air today, but that was quite interesting. All right, Buck, I guess I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, please. Call me later.
Okay. All right, y'all. This is Catrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You never know what happens on Lawless Radio. Ain't that right, TL? You never know.
And you know this, man.
This is Step On It by Faith Biggs, y'all. Good night. Like always, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. I'm out, y'all. Good night, y'all. I'm out. Raw Deal. Lawless Radio. Lawless.